precious than silver or gold. I know the power of my name, Arabicon. A shadow song of a bird. Each moment lingers and passes and dies and fades away in smiles and tears. The fragments of my life, like the stars in the
She's right, my Arabica. She is indeed a living treasure and has always been desired by the great and the good. And is it any wonder, considering her amazing powers? Take Voltaire and Dr. Johnson. Would their thoughts have been so profound without her help? And Balzac and Swift. How could they have found the energy to write so many words without her gentle encouragement? The stockbrokers meeting at Jonathan's coffee house in London, the ship owners and the insurers meeting at Edward Lloyd's, how would such people have become so important and powerful if they hadn't been drawn together by their shared love affair with her subtle mysteries? And musicians too, they were helped by her powers. Could the genius of Beethoven have flourished without his carefully measured 60 beans per cup? Could the greatness of Brahms have blossomed without his personally prepared extra strong brew? And let's not forget that great composer from Saxony, George Frederick Handel. His best-known work, The Messiah, was completed at an amazing speed. Tradition has it that for 7 days he never went to bed, but worked non-stop at his masterpiece, sustained by frequent cups of coffee. Perhaps, if he'd had the time, this is how he would have told the story of Arabica.